that what the biggest tzaddikim can accomplish in Shoshana Yom Kippur, a Pasha Tiyid can accomplish on Zoyz Chanukah. He wants us, some Eden were playing dreidel on Zoyz Chanukah. He said, Spiel, what you profit today, you keep. The other days of Chanukah, I'm not sure, says a person can make revokim, but he can lose it. What you maviach, Rabbi means what you maviach in Ashpoyas and Oyres, in Zoyz Chanukah, the Shteifen Ariyah Kodesh, is the Gemara Chasima, the extension of the Yomim Neiroim, the last chance for us to do tshuva. It's Mavua that it's a Zman for the Pasha to Yidden, for the Yidden who still haven't managed to be Mesakin, Shoshana, Yom Kippur, Shana Rabba, and they're still holding by Zoyz Chanukah, and we can all relate to how these Yidden feel. And that we need still the Rachm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Heilige Tag of Zoyz Chanukah, the Zman, when every one of us can be Mesakin, with all that we have to be Mesakin. What is the Inyan? What is it about Zoyz Chanukah? Zoyz, this is Chanukah. Some people think Chanukah is over, the last day of Chanukah. This is the Iker Chanukah. Iker Chanukah is the last day of Chanukah, the Neshama of Chanukah, the name Venosu, the name Menashe, the Sosa says Oisius Neshama. This is the Neshama of the Yom Tov. Skedai Tiyad Loshan HaMedish and Pashas Baal Oischo. Medish tells a Moshel, there was a Melech who loved, he had an Oyev, he loved somebody very much, and the Melech told him, I want to go eat a Suda in your house. So the fellow went and he prepared. What did he have? He had a simple table, a simple menorah, everything shall head you. When the Melech came, he arrived with his whole palmali, with his whole entourage, and they came with beautiful gold kalim and golden menorahs. So the fellow was embarrassed. He quickly hid whatever he had put out on the table. He was ashamed. The Melech came. He said, didn't I tell you that I'm coming to stay in your house? Why do you have nothing prepared? So he said, when I saw Eskola Kovid Hazer Sheboimcho, Vinizbayashti, I was embarrassed with Mamti Eskolma Sheiskanti Lucho, Shehoyu Kleid Yoitis. I went and I hid everything that I had prepared because I was embarrassed. It was simple Kalim. A Melech needs Klei Malchus. Omeloya Melech, the Melech said, Chayecho Shani Poisel Eskol Kalei Sheivesi. I parcel all the kalim that I brought. Ubeshvila havoscho eini mishtamis ela b'shelcho. And because of my great ahava, my great love for you, I'm only going to use what you brought. Zog de medrish kacha kodesh baruch hu kuloi oiro. The Eibishth is kuloi light. As the Pasuk says in Daniel, unohoire imo shrei. Vuhu oimer li Yisrael, yet he says to Klal Yisrael, Haskinu li menoyre v'neyre. I have all the light, I have all in the world, all of the oil. But I want the oil that you like. And if we're mizboinim the medesh, we understand, there's not some sages to want our light, but this is the tachlis of the entire Bria. All the oils that the Eibishter has already, but that he doesn't need us, that he doesn't need Adam. He created an Adam with Bechira, with the ability that a person with his Meisim, the Meisim that he does, as small as they may be, think about it, how much hafru a fellow, you know how much oil the Eibishter has, you think about the oils, you said the Shavish HaVoide, he quotes the Zohar HaKadosh, and just the letter Aleph, and the foot of the letter Aleph, it says, Ribe Yevavois, hundreds of thousands and millions of Oilomois, with Ribe Yevavois Malachim, that are Kulei Oir and Kulei Eish, and it doesn't end, millions and billions and trillions of Oilomois of Oir and Eish, that's La Yehuman, that nobody can even imagine how much Oir there is, Kulei Oir, and Zog Deibish, I put aside all of that Oir, Meniach Ani, I put it all aside, I want the Oir that you like, I want the Oir that you can do for me, you, the boss of the dog, how does that compared to that life? It compares and it's greater because it comes from you. The Eibishter doesn't want from us what comes from him. Bo Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Me'imo, Vos Adayim, Vos Adayim Zveza. What I give a person, the gifts that come from me, that's not what counts. That I know how to give, that comes from me. What counts is what you do for the Rebbeinu Shalom. And this is the Tachlis Avriyo, and this is a very important Yisoid that we need to understand in the Avoid of Chanukah. The Medrash tells us from the Pasuk, Lo Shalafti, Lo Shalkatati, Lo Nachti, Lo Yovei Roiges, that these foolish Shoyles are connected, the Dalit Goliath. V'loy nachti, I didn't have any menucha. This refers to Golas Yavam. Golas Yavam disturbs our menucha, disturbs our ability to find rest, to find peace. You just know what menucha means? And what is it about Golas Yavam? How is Golas Yavam mafriya our menucha? A person, just so we know, these are the sentences of Yosef HaSavni. You know, Yosef HaSavni is the power of Menagin, the Malchus Yavam. Yosef is the same Toya, the same Mare, the Negev, the Yafel, the Tim Yefes. Yosef is the Gemafi of Melech Yavam, the Gemafi of Yosef, the Shtek Mnei Tos, the many Svores. Loyati Benayach, Tioin al Benayach Yavam, Tien the Gemafi of Yosef, Yavam was the Tavim, Kamer, the Kamer, the Yonam, the Mosem, the Chanakir, the Inin of Yosef, the Inin of Menage to the Koyach of Yavam. A person lives in many Masovim. Go through different situations, different things happen to us. And the derech klal, a person, his feelings, his irrigation, his avodah, his she'ifas, all revolve around his masovim. When his masov is good, when his agashmi is good, masov erochmi is good, masov beruach is right, the atmosphere is the way he wants it to be, he has his comfort, then he can accomplish, then he can do. When the masov is bad, he becomes despondent, he becomes lost. He doesn't have the energy, he doesn't have the koyach. He lives according to his masovim. Yosef HaTzadik went through many different masovim in his life, all sorts of aliyahs v'yeridahs. And Chazal tell us, who Yosef is tzidkoi v'chilosoi v'atzoi. No matter which masov he was, he remained the same. He was motzo chein wherever he went. He had chein when he was by his father. He had chayim when he was in the house of Potiphar. He had chayim when he was in the base of Asurim. He had chayim when he stood before Paros. It made no difference what the massive around him, who was helping him. He had nobody. He was completely alone in the world. He was cut off from anybody he knew, anybody who could help him, anybody who could support him. And yet he remained the same Yosef. He remained constant. He remained strong. And he had that nakir l'chayim of somebody who's real, because he understood that I am not my master. I am who I am. And that's the Metzius of Chayim. Chayim, the letters Ches and Nun are from the world of Lamalam and Ateva. Maral tells us Zion, the Shivis in Mehavinyin, Ches is Lamalam and Ateva, Shmini is Lamalam and Ateva, the 8th day of Chanukah, the 7 times 7 is 79, the Yovel is not the Hamishim. Ches and Nun of the Malam and Ateva. A person sinks into Teva, it's his Yavam, Kivati, the vain Mitzula, Fatamad, he sinks into it. He cuts off his connection to what's the Malam and Ateva, and he loses his Chayim. A person lives with a mistake, and he confuses who he is with his Matzavim. If things are going good, he thinks he's good. He's got a lot of money in the bank, he thinks he's successful. The market goes down, he loses his job, an unsuccessful person, because he confuses the Maksav and the situation around him with him. Let's say a marshal, guy comes to the airport, you know, they tell him, okay, put your bags on. Say, it's overweight. Gotta send some baggage home? Yeah. You send it home, or he pays extra. But the guy comes, he's a very heavy man. They tell him to get on the scale. I'm sorry, you're overweight. Says, what should I do now? I cut off a piece of myself. What should I can't send it home? The person has to know what's his and what is his leader, what are his possessions, what only his master. A person has to know that not only is his situation, even his own very good is not his. That good is not me. Losh of the time of Tal, I hear the Losh. He writes, Guf ha'odom, einay ha'odom, ela kimoy levush, asher tislavish boi nefesh asichliyis, asher hu ha'odom ba'atma. Who is the real person? The person is in the Shama, the nefesh asichliyis. Acher ha'pidah, yufshat me'olov, v'yislavish levush zach v'noki. If people make the mistake, they think they're good, they're matzavim, their situation, this is who they are. and this has nothing to do with the real person. Yovan was the Golis, is the power, is the Klipah of Koyach, of Chitzoinis, of Chochmas Chitzoinis, of Yoifi Achitzoinis. And Yovan introduced into the world the idea that you are not who you are, what you've accomplished, but what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you. Got a lot of money, I got a lot of talent, I'm very strong, I can run very fast, I can jump very far. They were the first ones who introduced competition. They made the Olympics, they made the whole, that one could compete, that we measure our level of success, who we are, and how we compare to the next guy. Instead of it being who you are, it's how you compete with the other person, what your matzavim are. And that makes the person not who he is. And once I was yeshiva, we had show and tell, and a kid brought in, have you ever seen a chameleon? You know what a chameleon is? Like a lizard, and you put it on a white table, it becomes white. You put it on a black table, you put it on blue, it becomes blue. That's the color of whatever its surroundings are. It becomes its tzviva, its gavon, its color. The image is according to whatever is around it. This is what Yovan introduced into the world. Is a Lashon. Lashon is a Lashon of the Yeruchim. Yeruchim writes like this. Says, Masha on Uroyim Ba'anoshim. Chattis, when we say that Yovan brought the Loi Nachti, yes, the Lashon of Yeruchim in a moment, they took away the Menuchim. Because this idea, this vision of life of Yovan, is what destroys everybody's menucha. It's what makes loy nachti. It makes that a person can't be who he is, and he's constantly being tormented and being thrown about by what his matzavim are and what he thinks he should be, what others think he should be. And this is the most profound destruction of menucha that there is in life. That's the Lashon of Yeruchim. Masha onu royim ba'anoshim min hatirdo v'hashviro. That we see tirdo and brokenness. Hum izeh shehim chayim b'matzovim rabim b'shoinim. People live in different matzovim. V'hanimtzoyim b'matzovim shoinim mukhrachas hi hashviro. They have to become broken. If you live according to your matzovim, you have to break. Matzovim rabim shoivrim esa adam. Destroy the person. He metultul hu tomid mi matzav echad the matzav sheni. He's thrown around constantly from one matzav to the next. For echad moishchoy lekan v'hasheni lehefkoy. Ein loy mokoy, ein loy mamas, the hashkeit lo yocha. The only way a person can come to menucha shleimira if he has in front of him a goal, a tachlis, when it becomes this bar and this amas eitel, the person machoy vosei behoilomoy, and what his tachlis in life is, and then when a person knows what he wants and he focuses on that, there's no shvira and there's no tirda. He says if a person, though, if he makes his goal in life, gashmi is success, menuchas haguf, everything the matzav changes because he has a certain vision of how life has to be, what his comfort has to be. If that changes, suddenly he doesn't have what he had the day before, or it's different, or he's worried, his matzav changes, he becomes broken. He can only function according to the matzav that he wants. The only way, he says, in here matzav shaloi lefi hergeloi, suddenly he has to change his way of life, his standard of living, is Trayishbar Oysa Loyalein. Masha Ein Kein Tachlis Avoidasoy is Avoidas Avoidas Baruch Shemoy. Hare Yochol Lo Ondoy B'chol Masiv Kifi Yochol Toy. He can serve HaKadosh Baruch when any Masiv Shezehu Ritzoyna. The Chofetz Chaim once said, on the Pasuk, Va'ata Yisroel, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'imach, Va'ata is now. As there are people who, they look at the past, and they look at the future, they can't function. Somebody says, oh, the past was so good, yesterday I had so much, now what's going to be? I don't know what's going to be tomorrow. But what are you looking at the past? What are you looking at the future? Va'ata, right now. The matz that you're in right now is mechayev of a certain avoider. It's the salag abayash, the salag abayruk. They say, oh, who am I to start doing that? I know what I'm holding. I know what I did the last week, the last month, the last 10 years. But after you, sir, what are you doing now? And a person who's not nispoiled from his matzovim can be in the most difficult matzovim. Tell him Eisner was in Gerd, he was in Ashpia. What do you see? The Gondel Eisner. Tell a story, he was in Auschwitz. And there was a line, they were lined up to go, who knows where, under what type of selection they were going through. There was a young bacher who was very, very tzedrochen. He went over to him, he said, I see you thinking about musicians. Why would I be thinking about musicians? I said, look, if you're a bacher, the war's going to be over soon. Good chance you'll survive. You'll have to get married. Have a house in it. Have a house in it. You'd have a band. You know, who's going to be who's going to play at your house in it? So do you think from all these people, a lot of bakers are going to survive? There'll be people who can bake challahs for your chassan, who cooks and cook for your chassan. So he started talking about his chassan, so the fellow said he became so nitzchazik, he realized that who he is, even...